Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys. Smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I, of course, want you to holler at me in that holler calling number. I mixed up today. 347-826-7435. Once again, the call in number is 347-826-7435. You're a little afraid to call, as always, I say email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, they are all welcome. As well as, I encourage you, if you're in the chat room, hit a brother up. You can hit me up on the Facebook Smooth Drama page, Twitter, wherever. You look up Smooth Drama, you find me, add me, I got you. Because I am here for you. 24/7, 365 in your head. Not mine. Anyway. But hit me up. I'll add you. I think. Yeah. For those of you who followed the show in the past, this weekend is Go Topless annual. My homies over at GoTopless.org, the Raelians, their Go Topless event is this weekend. You can go out there, and if you don't know, you haven't listened to the show in the past, they are about women having the right to be topless like men in public. And As a person who is down for the equal rights of women, I support this measure. I haven't done the commercial, but you have to know that I support that. And ladies, you know, you're out there this Sunday. I mean, you can go to gotopless.org and find a place where they're protesting. If you want to go out there and fight for your rights, I encourage you to go out. I will be out there. Me and the homies will be out there supporting you as you, you know, fight for your right to be topless. So I just want you to know that, ladies. I'll be there for you in mind, body, and spirit. But there's an added caveat. It is not only Go Topless Day this Sunday. This is also Black Breastfeeding Week. So, in order to honor Black Breastfeeding Week, which is, you know, they saying there's not a lot of Black folks breastfeeding their kids, and they're trying to promote that. I also thought, If you happen to be out there this weekend and you're fighting for your right to be topless, I thought it was also something that could bring the brothers and the sisters together. You know, racial unity has been an issue over the past few decades, and In true Smooth Drama fashion, bringing the people together, I was of the thought that, you know what, ladies, if you're going to be out there fighting for your right, and this is to the sisters, I'm saying, walk up to a Black man, and since your titties will already be out, and, you know, just walk up to a brother and have him suckle you. Say, Here, black man, lick on the breasts of the mothers of civilization. Nourish yourself with these bubbles and be refreshed. You know, see, black women, I know y'all talk about how black men overlook you for other races. Well, I'm here, and I'm giving you the tools to extend that olive branch, you know, so that we can reconnect and come back together. So let the brothers know you're thinking of them, and I'm gonna guarantee you, you know. Y'all hear me playing Love Train in the background. I'm going to guarantee you this is going to mark the beginning of the repair of the black man, black woman relation. Or, you know, at the very least, you can get you some quality, safe public stimulation. So it's like a win-win, right? I'm just saying. Think about it. Brothers and sisters all over the world, We're gonna try to come together as one. So ladies, if you're out there topless, don't be afraid to walk up to that brother and say, "Hey brother, this titty's for you." Anyway, but seriously, if you see me out there, and I'll be out there supporting the Go Topless movement. And if you see me, walk up to me, put your titties in my face, say, "Hey, I'm taking back my right to be topless in public." You know, because once again, me and the homies will be out there supporting y'all, and you know, we welcome women putting their titties in our faces, and we will worship and suckle your titties to show our support. That's how much I'm down for the movement. Personal sacrifice. I'm going to put myself out there on the line for you, black woman. Just for you. Anyway. On that note, I'm going to talk about the haters of the week, which is basically the government. And I'm talking about the world government. As you know, Zika, the latest of the drugs, not the drugs, but the latest disease that's out there to kill us. State of Florida has put out, not that you would be shocked that it's the state of Florida, but they put out a little, you know, thing talking about to fight Zika beyond Florida, we need better sex education. Because you know, they came out and said Zika could stay in semen for more than 6 months, twice as long as scientists previously thought the virus could be detected. And so they're saying it's time for the U.S. to focus on what is the real major mechanism for Zika virus transmission after mosquitoes: sex. And I'm going to quote Tom Frieden, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says, "For the public health community, Zika represents an unprecedented emergency. Never before, to our knowledge, has a mosquito-borne virus been associated with human birth defects or been capable of sexual transmission. The effects of brain damage due to microcephaly and consequences of other Zika-related birth defects are likely devastating, lifelong, and costly." So, you know, they came out and they said, we need to ramp up sex education. And, you know, I'm like, Come on. Why do we keep coming back to the what we need to do? It's like, what y'all need to do? Creating viruses that'll kill people. I mean, come on. We keep, you're going to tell me it's natural selection and that this virus out of the blue can go not only from the mosquito to the person, but now if you get Zika, you can pass it on sexually. It boggles my mind that we still are creating viruses and diseases to kill people. I'm like, and you know, this is stuff funded by rich folks, the uber rich, the billionaires. I know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and everybody be like, man, here you go again. But I'm just saying, is it a coincidence that, okay, we couldn't get them with mosquitoes, so now it could be sexually transmitted? It's like, damn, we couldn't get them with, you know, when you couldn't get them with AIDS, we couldn't kill as many with all these other diseases, so hey, we're going to keep creating another one and another one and another one. I mean, think about it. When we had the Tuskegee experiment, everybody remember that? That was government, where it came out, they pretended to treat black men who had syphilis. Gave them the sugar pills. You're going to be all right. And let them go back. And they did that for decades. It wasn't like months. It was decades. And they studied how sexually transmitted diseases affected populations. So, we fast forward 2016. I mean, 21st century. You know, it started in the 20th century with AIDS, and then it keeps progressing, and we keep getting new diseases and new strains of stuff that there's mysterious origins to it. I don't think that the two are not linked together. I'm just saying, world government. Haters to the highest power. Why you want to kill everybody? See, if you kill everybody, that's like housekeepers. Who's going to clean your house? And, I mean, you kill all the soldiers, whatnot, and folks, the money, all that stuff collapse. Rich people. What's going to happen when folks don't care about money no more and the only thing that's important is food? Coming to get y'all. I'm just saying. And see, I started off this segment talking about happy thoughts and how we can come together as a people. You know, and I know I was talking to black people. I'm not hating. You know, anybody else, if you see a black man, put your titty in their mouth also. World relations. Titties in the mouth. We'll stop hostilities every time. It's guaranteed. Try it. If you don't believe me, Sunday, go out and try it. See what happens. Anyway. Oh, and by the way, there was rumors that Atlanta mega church pastor and super Negro, Creflo Dollar, had endorsed Donald Trump, and he came out on Twitter and he said him endorsing Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump were 100% untrue. I quote. Now, obviously, It's probably because Trump hasn't come to the proper dollar figure yet. But as of now, he says, and I quote, "This rumor originated on a satirical website and is 100% untrue," as we quote Mr. Dollar. I mean, his name is Creflo Dollar. You got to believe somebody whose last name is Dollar, right? He can't be bought. Anyway, on that note, I need to chill. Because I think I'm tripped long enough this segment. This is EPMD. I'm gonna go boogie here for a second. You got to chill.
You got to chill.
Mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of EPMD. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. I'll stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bake. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check one, two, I run down the line. To the average of C. I'm known as the Terminator, Terminator, Maker, New Jack Terminator, destroying a boy when you're rhyming my boy. Never sweating your girl, why big? She's a seasoid. When I'm on a scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top in the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes pack. Maintain the seas while the double max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to the computer information on rap. Like the BRD, my sisters, I make it so tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf, sound tame, my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do it. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I get. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll. I'm the P-double-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the bite in the city. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line, then they easily up and try to block my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, to deal with New Jack on a wonderful basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. All is underwear, it means rest in peace, cause indeed. Stands for microphone doctor in the capital, in the capital, no doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy. You got to just tell you what I'm saying. No, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing. I'm clean as believing. You catch my drift? I try to interact because I'm just too swift. How swift? I'm so swift, but that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro. I'm like the human back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword. Intimidating bees with the tone of my own tone. When I'm pushing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC on the paper, the one to light the maximum relax. And when it's time, it should dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping from tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrol's packing. The P is the mic, my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit. You get the board. Thank you.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drop with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was EPMD. You got to chill. I'm a little winded. I got a little carried away there. I think I got a caller on the phone here. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
Hey there. Just seeing what y'all talking about tonight. I am enjoying the show.
All right. Well, you know, we were talking about a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Okay.
You have anything on your mind, or you just wanted to listen in?
Oh, man, just off the top of my mind. Okay. Prince, you know, he's getting a museum now, you know. And it just kills me that Michael Jackson, Prince only been dead for 6 months. Michael Jackson been dead for 7 years. No museum. That was just something off the top of my mind.
Okay. All right. Well, where are you calling from?
Maryville, Indiana. And but I was born in Gary, Indiana, and I was raised partially in Chicago on the north side and the south side. And
okay.
They're having a celebration for the life of Michael Jackson this weekend. And actually my son and his dance team are going to be performing. And we were just talking about that tonight. Like, you know, they just announced today, okay, you know, Prince is going to have this wonderful museum going on. But Prince pretty much did a lot of the work to make sure that, you know, to ensue that was going to happen. And the main thing that we pretty much all agreed on was the fact that Michael should have did more to get that ball rolling for his hometown.
Okay. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that was one of the things. Mike was making big moves, like buying Beatles catalog and everybody else's catalog. So, I mean, Prince, I don't think Prince is financially on this level, but Prince was more of a, what do you say, more down with the people in the trenches.
Yeah.
So I think that may have a little bit something to do with it also. But hey, as someone who was born in Indianapolis, I give a shout out to all my Indiana peeps. So hey, keep calling in. I hope to hear from you again soon.
All right, for sure. Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling. All right. So, but to talk about that, you know, in particular, Prince as having a museum over Michael Jackson. I don't know if I necessarily wanted a museum for just one person. I guess it'd be cool. You can see their music. I mean, both of them have huge catalogs. I'm thinking Prince probably has a huger catalog than Michael Jackson. As funny as that sounds, seems like Michael Jackson been on the world stage since he was like, what, 10? But it seemed like Prince had way more music. And I think there was more of a public distaste with Michael when he rejected his blackness. So that may also have something to do with it. As I said, you know, earlier in the caller was talking about Prince had paved the way and he was more on the ground with the regular people. And as we saw throughout the years, him fighting for his record contract and for the rights to his music, which he was about to get the rights to his masters when he mysteriously died. Not that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but seems kind of shady that type thing happens. But, you know, I think, you know, to answer your question, sister, that may be why that happened that way. The distaste for Michael and him rejecting his own blackness, I think that may have set not well with the people. I mean, even though, you know, black folks love Michael Jackson, I remember I cried when my mother cut my hair because I, you know, growing up in Indianapolis, you know, and Jackson being from Indiana, they were big, and we all wanted to have those afros. So I had my Jackson 5 afro that I never combed, probably had all kinds of now laters and stuff in my hair. But it was they had a big impact, and you know, the fact that he looked like me and he was a world star was important. And then, I mean, I tell this story going through my music album with my son, and he saw the Jackson 5 on the album cover, and he was like, "Who is that?" Because he didn't know Michael Jackson was black, like, looked like a black man at first. That's how deep it was. But I'm going to go back to what I was going to talk about. We talking about protests and whatnot. Texas passed a state law recently that allows guns in classrooms at college campuses. Now, I'm going to say that again. The state of Texas passed a law that allows for guns in classrooms at college campuses. Now, most of us who watch the news, read the news, you know, people like me who've done all of that and reported the news, all these school shootings. So what they thought would be cool is to give students the right to have concealed weapons, not just guns. I mean, it's not like they're out, not that that would make it better, but it could be concealed in college classrooms. So, you know, people in Texas are crazy. We'll just say that. I mean, not that they're not crazy, less crazy anywhere else, but if you're thinking that you can stop college campus shooting by making sure more people have guns, yeah. Anyway, University of Texas students are protesting that state law. And how are they protesting? Jessica Jen, who's the leader of the protest called Cox, Not Glocks, they're all walking around with sex toys. And I'll quote Ms. Jen when she says, "Texas has decided it is not all obnoxious or illegal to allow deadly concealed weapons on campus, but walking around with a dildo could land you in trouble." So after the law passed August the 1st, the campus carry law, which was backed by state Republican political leaders, went into effect. You can bring your handgun into classroom and other university facilities. I mean, you think about it. If you're a professor on these Texas campuses, you start giving out them C minuses and them D's. You don't know who's gonna pull out on you when you're passing them tests back, them papers back. Like, what? I got a D? Are you serious, professor? Anyway, there, Jessica Jen and the other University of Texas protesters, they're walking around with dildos and other sex toys. They're saying, and one of their slogans are, "If you are packing heat, we are packing meat." And they're handing out sex toys, many that was donated by area stores, and they're also handed out plastic zip ties so that the protesters could strap the sex toys onto their backpacks in a sign of defiance against campus carry. To which, now, I asked that question, and I put it out. I mean, obviously, I think it's the dumbest shit ever. Who, for the reasons that I put out there, and I don't know about anybody else, but if I'm going to a Texas university as of August the 1st, do you feel safe? You want to roll into campus knowing that this is the day that some idiot could be mad over whatever and could just be shooting? I mean, that was already out there. And so now it's like, do you kowtow to the pressure and you bust out your gat too? I don't know. I mean, I know for me, I'd be like, hell no. I can't even go to school there. You know, and I got my homies down there in Houston, know a few folks down in Texas, and be like, I'm scared to death to go to school. I'm like, I need to go to school in Louisiana, Oklahoma, somewhere, anywhere, but Texas. It's like, that's the dumbest shit ever. I've never heard of something as dumb as concealed weapons. With all the college shootings that we have had over the past, 20 years, school shooting, and you decide to arm everybody. I'm trying not to say it. I know if Mr. J was here, he would just say white folks, which I was trying not to say it, but I guess it slipped out. Anyway. But I thought that they were dumb, but I thought somebody else is even dumber. So, you know, we're at that point where come to my favorite part of the show. This is where I talk about the dumbass of the week. Oh, okay. Well, had to get that last one out. Anyway, police unions. You know, there's been for justified reasons over the past decade or so, folks wanting to hold the police accountable for their actions. And in light of the plethora, multiple shootings, where I don't even feel safe driving no more. It's like, have a heart attack, make sure I have my insurance, I have my paperwork right, stickers, I'm like checking my light bulb on the car. Not that that was stopping from pulling me over and busting the gat on me anyway, but just saying, at the point where traffic stops are not an inconvenience anymore, they are damn near death sentences now. So, you know, there's been a national outcry for accountability. So the police unions are demanding extra pay for accountability and transparency. City of Cincinnati. They had a cease and desist letter sent to the city saying that officers should only use body cameras if the city was willing to pay them more. And I'm going to quote Daniel Hills, who is the president of the Cincinnati's, one of Cincinnati's Fraternal Order of Police Lodges. And I quote him, he says, "We recognize body cameras are the direction we're going, but I believe this is a game changer as far as complexity of the job, and this level of monitoring will result in positive and negative about what it's like to be a policeman. Because of that, I think it does require some additional compensation or at least bargaining for that." Now, see, here we go. We get this straight. in order for them to execute the rights of the people, and I shouldn't use the word execute because that's what they're doing to us every day on the daily, weekly, minute, hour, second basis. But in order for them to do right, we should pay them more to do what they're supposed to be doing anyway, which is policing the people properly. They don't want to have to wear the cam, you know. I mean, one could speculate that maybe the cams would catch them taking the money off the drug dealer after they kill him or shoot him, like they've been known to do. We've heard that they make the drug stops and they take the money from the drug dealers. Now, I'm not saying that all cops are dirty. Would never say that. But we obviously know it's a problem. And for, we talking about Cincinnati in particular, for them to come out and say, in order for us to do right, you will have to pay us more. Now, I remember when the ultra-racist Ronald Reagan was president, the first thing he did to break the union, the air traffic controllers, he just fired all of them. And then all of a sudden, they just hired a whole bunch of new people. And I guess the problem was solved, whatnot. There may have been a few extra wrecks for about a month, but they got some new folks in and the prices were where they were. I'm like, now, when these cats is talking about, hey, we ain't going to do the job right unless you pay us, I'm like, why we don't just fire all of them? Why not? Solve the problem. I mean, they're like, well, you know, we can't do the job. I'm like, well, shit, y'all not doing the job. And once again, I'm talking about, If you can't wear the body cam and not turn it off every time you're about to shoot somebody, or if you can't just not pull somebody over and not shoot them, maybe you shouldn't have the job. I mean, we've said it over and over again, but to hear these dudes talking about, we have to pay extra for accountability and transparency. Think about that. We have to pay, and the money comes out of my pocket. I have to pay the guy who is gunning for me. And now we talk about I have to pay extra for the guy or girl who's gunning after me. So I'm paying for the atrocity. And as y'all know, if we protest and say, shit, we not paying our taxes because we not being represented, all our black asses is going to jail. So it's like there's no protest for it. Because it's a lot like we can stop paying taxes without going to jail, suffering the consequences. And at the same time, you have mothers like them who will say, hey, in order for us to do right, we're going to shake you down for some extra money. I don't know. I don't know about y'all. But seems kind of messed up to me. I mean, you know, another case in point. I don't know if y'all saw when Al Roker went off on Ryan Lochte. And, you know, you hear now that NBC was upset on the low with him about that. And it goes to show you what it is. You could do something bad. And if a black man tries to check you, Oh, hell no. I mean, it bears watching. Let's see how Al Roker is pushed out of NBC slowly but surely, marginalized, and is gone. Won't happen this year. Maybe it'll be next year or the year after. But something to happen where he did something to somebody, or something's going to come up and Al Roker's going to be gone. Because he had the nerve to say what we all thought. That was some bullshit. And now, collectively as a people, we talk about Black Lives Matter, and we talk about how the cops need to be accountable to us, because we have the dumbass idea that our lives matter and we want to live. And they're like, shh, why y'all want to do that? Why y'all want to live? That's some bullshit. Y'all don't deserve to live. Your lives mean nothing. Whew. I'm gonna go on break, cause I need to go on break here, cause I'm a little upset. So I'm gonna get back to dancing a little bit. This is the homies over at HISD down in Texas, coincidentally, where they can go to the university with their GAT concealed. HISD, pay as you go.
Something for y'all, I'm in a bad mood. Life changing experience, turn the sound to all crew. Now I spit so your soul can hurt too. Feel the pain like when your kids cry, boo hoo. This is bitter rap, it's nasty to the taste. The nice guy was shot and I came back in scowl face. And it's all downhill from here for y'all. Plan to go all out, ball to the wall. Watch you trip, get up and still fall. We all in without testing the water, cannonball. So get every bit of the anger spit. Give them fit, drop dead Fred shit. You spit, right said Fred shit. Too sexy for the mic, come on, stop it. Exhausted rappers need energy, drink the Sobe. Came from Cali to bring heat, Axel slowly. Found a peace of mind in Houston and cats told me that I could flow. Even my man knew like Ginobili. State of Missouri rap, y'all gotta show me. Lenoge, you know, came to take the child. That came with the mic, handle snout, make flow spill out. Gwen Stefani, we leave no doubt. We gotta eat. Mills walk without the bucks, that's why I gotta snatch your mic. Right hand, give it up. Pay as you go, flow. Space out, yo. Pay as you go, flow. Space out, yo. If it's too fast, then exercise your cardio. Space out, yo. I take a deep breath and sit to no sounds left. Handle the mic with reckless abandon, auto grand theft. Or better yet, grand theft audio. If the flow's too fast, exercise your cardio. Won't stop, won't drop, won't quit. But kick lyrics to order online like Netflix. And shit, cold sit with no slip. Roll with cold cats like Phoenix and Heathcliff. See you all stiff, standing in cement, no gift. Tough pit, rhyme can't be caught with no mitt. Can't forget the beat stick, like the right size hat fit. Mixtape shine bright, we all lit. We rhyme sick, all we got them can handle the weight and spot them. The weakness in our team, we all clutch from top to bottom. The mic halls, we shoot all the balls. The score at the buzzer to beat. Y'all draw, go on the court and take it all the way to state. The potluck mixtape brings different styles to the plate. Cook it and watch y'all gobble it up. The rhymes are real savvy, crafty, King Midas touch. Eat classic style while y'all gotta beat your beat. We spit in one room, nigga hotel, Black Embassy suite. Wake up call, start Danny supplement intake. Inner switch your wig, through the barber beefcake. And got the best special moves. Clip y'all dudes with the heat like Juan Juju. Cash only for the lyrics show. My bros born spirits together. The flow is one soul. No reverse that. So one dingbat. We kick styles back and forth. Hacky sack raps. Pay as you go flow. Space out, yo. Pay as you go flow. Space out, yo. Pay as you go flow. Space out, yo. The nose, aka Scotty Spittin'.
Together you got
drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the homies, Human in the Houston Independent Spit District. Pay as you go flow. Because, you know, maybe we need to be in outer space and get away from some of this bullshit that is going on here in America and the whole world and in America, too. United States. There too? Yeah, all of that. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I don't know if anybody knew, but this past week in London, they had International Slavery Remembrance Day. I don't think that was like common knowledge here in America or hell anywhere else. And apparently it's been something that's been going on since 2014. Not that it would ever be a big deal here in the United States, but this past Sunday in London, England, it was billed by organizers as the city's first ever memorial honoring victims of the transatlantic slave trade. Demonstration was a bunch of black folks raised fists. It was put together by an organization called Slavery Remembrance. It took place in Trafalgar Square, August 23rd, which is International Slavery Remembrance Day. And this is something that the United States, that's not even a Freudian slip. The United Nations first kicked off the Day of Remembrance in 2014 as a way to mark the abolition of slavery and acknowledge the cause and consequences of the devastating transatlantic slave trade. And I'm going to quote, "This is the first ever memorial service for the victims of the transatlantic slave trade to be held in Trafalgar Square," says one of the organizers, Chazelle Lang. She goes on to say, "This day passes by largely unnoticed, and most people are unaware that the day exists." I know I was unaware. And I'm sure you, listener, probably were pretty unaware that this day even existed also. I mean, we hear about a lot of stuff, but you'll never hear about something like that. You think that International Slavery Remembrance Day would be a big deal, right? I mean, Columbus Day is a big deal. We create days and make them big deals. But slavery remembrance, especially since it was the national pastime there for a minute before baseball, you know, before tennis, before golf. We had slavery as a national sport. So you think that we could remember it over a game of cricket or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, Britain, they remember it, but here in the United States, nothing. What you'll get here in the United States is that new Jim Crow. When I say new Jim Crow, I'm sure a lot of y'all saw when the Department of Justice last week made the decision to announce that it would direct the Bureau of Prisons to let its contracts with private prison companies lapse. But see, what they didn't tell you, and it's always about reading the fine print, was that, yeah, the Department of Justice said, yeah, we're not going to use private prisons. But that left the U.S. Marshal Service untouched. Even though the U.S. Marshals just happened to be under the Department of Justice control and keeps nearly as many people locked in privatized jails as the Bureau of Prisons. So, basically, let's do the background. The U.S. Marshal Service is the country's oldest federal law enforcement agency, acting under the authority of the federal courts. And how important are they? They provide courthouse security. They run the witness protection program and detain suspects facing federal criminal charges. And when other agencies like the DEA or the Border Patrol arrest people for federal crime, they hand the suspects off to Marshal Services. So those who are convicted with short sentences often remain in the Marshal's custody instead of being transferred to the Bureau of Prison. What is going to happen is this, ladies and gentlemen. Even though the Department of Justice comes out and say, hey, we're going to let that contract with the private prison go. We're not gonna contract out with them no more. And people like Michael Jordan, who invest in private prison, may lose a penny or two, maybe two pennies. U.S. Marshal Services still are going to use the private jail. And so what will end up happening is they're just going to shift the responsibilities, and they're going to start shifting prisoners under the marshal's supervision. See, we remember this game, and if you don't, you go back to the days of slavery, right? Slavery is done. It's over. But then they came out with Jim Crow and the Black Codes. So you weren't a slave in name, but you was a slave in spirit and reality. So yeah, I mean, because they had the vagrancy laws, you had to prove that you were going somewhere, and if you think about it, as a slave back then, you had nothing. You were just free. You were just trying to find your way, but you couldn't, because you couldn't go anywhere, and they made you work on the plantation anyway, since it wasn't for free anymore, just pennies on the dollar, which is kind of sort of what prison is, right? Where you work for pennies on the dollar. And the private prison is where the majority of your manufacturing happens here in the United States. Once again, did I say that Michael Jordan was an investor in private prisons? You know, the dude that came out and was talking about, you know, he used to play for that team in Chicago. And he has them tennis shoes that people stand in line to buy. And he came out and was talking about how he was investing. He was going to put his own money up to help the people and the cops and all that. Because he was like coming out in support of the police while pretending like he was in support of Black people. I'm just saying. I mean, I ain't trying to slander that guy who used to play for that team in Chicago. I'm just saying that he invests in private prison, and he still stands to make a pretty penny while pretending to help out. I mean, so basically, some of the money that he's getting for the private prisons that he gives out, that he acquires, he'll be giving that money in. It won't actually be coming out of his pocket. Allegedly. Anyway, so yeah, The new Jim Crow, private prison. Michael Jordan put his money on, but he talks about how he's not, you know, he's tired of the violence and all that. Yeah, I just had to say that because I know people were happy that he was involved with the so-called Black Lives Matter movement a little bit by coming out and making that statement. I remember athletes was like, yeah, he's happy. No, he's still down with them. And folks was happy. Oh, they no more private prison. Yeah, it's still there. The oldest law enforcement agency still contracts out to private prison. They just say, nah, it don't work like that no more. But it still do. I just wanted to bring that up. Also, like I wanted to bring up, I read an article where they were saying they're charging Islamic fighters who destroyed parts of West Africa's trading city of Timbuktu, destroyed the history. They're being charged as a war crime if you destroy the history, the ancient histories. The guy, Ahmad al-Faqi al-Mahdi, was charged for war crimes of intentionally directing attacks against historic monuments and buildings dedicated to religion. And the court goes on to say, deliberate attacks on cultural property have become actual weapons of war. And I'm like, shit, that's funny. Because you're going to put Muslims away. And for the record, I'm not Muslim. I'm not a Christian. I'm just a guy. You're going to put Muslims away for war crimes against destroying people's history. And, you know, I'm always stuck with that. Have you forgotten? We were brought here. We were robbed by name, our religion, our culture, our God. And history will destroy historical documents. Destroyed. Hell, Napoleon shot the nose off the Sphinx because it looked like a black man. The original name is Haram Baket, by the way. So we're talking about charging people for destroying history. And I'm guessing there are a bunch of Native Americans who are like, well, shit, y'all done trampled all over our grave sites and our history, destroyed our way of life and everything that we had. Now, a lot of it was oral traditions. I mean, we had a history. But at the same time, we also had a lot of documents. Where's the war crime on that? But I guess it wasn't a war crime when it happened back then. It's just a war crime now. This is hypocrisy at its finest. But that's the game we play, right? And on that note, I want to thank y'all for listening. I'm Mr. F the N Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.